Blog Talk Radio.
And here I am live. The Madden Voice is back. Commish T. Special night, special time. We are here 2 days until Players Bowl, 1 day before Crew versus Crew. And I really honestly wasn't going to do a show this week. My work schedule had me out Tuesday night and tonight until 9. And after talking with some people, was decided to go ahead and do a show this evening. And, you know, the main reason really is to kind of regroup after the whole No Madden Challenge announcement and to talk a little bit about what's next for the Madden community, to remind everybody about Players Bowl this weekend. And, of course, if we, you know, time being, time allowing, we will certainly do some NFL talk. I understand that Top is supposed to be calling in and is looking forward to asking me about my Cowboys, but you know, I'm ready for him. So I hope he does call in. You know, I hope he's ready to talk football. But in the meantime, you know, we got Players Bowl coming up, and you know, in case you didn't know, in case you've been under a rock somewhere, we're 2 days away from Players Bowl.
Famous Game Time Philly presents Players Bowl Madden Legends Playground.
It's the Madden Kickoff Tournament 2010, kicking off at 9 a.m. this Saturday, September 25th at the Yasha Fellowship Hall, 2308 Snyder Avenue.
Come out and compete with the best Madden players in the country, including Young Nephew from ESPN, Madden Nation,
Bush, Problem,
Dynasty,
Big Gene, and many more.
You better bring your A-game and your stick, because they're giving away $2,000 in cash and prizes. That's right, $2,000 in cash and prizes. You think you got skills? Well, it's time to take your game on the road against the nation's best. You've seen it on the NFL Network, ESPN, and G4 TV. Now see it live at the Yasha Fellowship Hall, 2308 Snyder Avenue, for Players Bowl Madden Legends Playground. The Madden Kickoff Tournament this Saturday, September 25th at 9 a.m. For more information, go to GameTimePhilly.net or call 215-292-5747. Sponsored by GalaxyForGamers.com.
And there you go, sponsor. GalaxyForGamers.com. Check them out. Galaxy4Gamers.com. Check them out. Let's go to the phones. And if you want to call in, 347-838-9525, 347-838-9525. If you want to call in, we are live, coming from you live. So go ahead and call in. Let's go grab everybody. Let's see what we got. I got to check these numbers out because man, some of these numbers I don't even know. Well, let's go ahead. Let's get this 866 area code. 866 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hey, Commish, it's Chris. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, Chris?
Yeah, that's my work number coming up.
Oh, that's what that is? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. All right, hang in there, man. I got some more people to bring on, so hang on.
Of course.
We got a 215 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hey, T.
Hey, who am I talking to?
Darnell.
Hey, what's going on, Darnell? All right, we're getting all the GTP calling in finally, huh?
That's right.
All right. We got I think I know who this one is. 856 calling in. This got to be Madden Buddha himself. 856 calling in.
Game time, baby.
There we go.
Game time. Put your A game on. Let's go.
Here we go. GTP is in the house. And one more. 267. I think this might be Philly Ron. 267, welcome to the Madden Voice.
What's up? Good evening, everybody.
Good evening. Good evening.
What's up? Bob, Darnell, Chris, Commish. What's the deal?
Hey, We here. And waiting in the wings to join us when NFL time comes on, my man Train from the EAFL. I see him waiting. I see you, Train. I got my eyes on you. And when we get to the football portion, we will bring you on. And
Well, T, one
yes,
quick
sir.
Thing, man.
Yes, sir.
How about them Cowboys?
Hey, man.
You're going to start off with it.
How about them Cowboys?
Hey, man.
Are you a Texans fan now?
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, you know, that ain't killing me. This is what happens when an Eagles fan who went through the humiliation of last year now gets to enjoy the fact that the Cowboys are starting off 0-2. And you know, the beauty about this whole 0-2 start is, as tough as it is to be 0-2, we're only one game out of first place. Because everybody else in the division can't do nothing either. Everybody else 1-1.
So
if we're gonna slump and have a problem, we're doing it at the right time. We're doing it at the perfect time because nobody in the division is stepping up to say, "Oh, the Cowboys are hurting. Let me step up." You know, the Eagles can't decide who their quarterback is. No, it's Vic. No, it's Cobb. No, it's Vic. Got rid of McNabb. You know. You know, the Redskins, well, I mean, they played the Texans tough, but, you know, at the end of the day, they lost, but they played them tough. And, you know, I mean, the Giants, well, I predicted that one. I'm waiting on Top to call in for that one because I predicted that the Colts would massacre the Giants. So as poorly as the Cowboys are playing and as bad as they look.
I called the Top earlier.
Hey, whatever makes you sleep at night, T.
It's the truth.
Yeah, because you will be 0-3 this week going into your bye.
Hey, you know what? And
That's a fact.
Well, it's not a fact. It's not a fact. It's an opinion. A fact is just for you people out there that didn't get proper education. A fact is something you can prove. An opinion is. No, you haven't proved because the game hasn't been played yet. So it can't be a fact until the game is played.
Well, I'll give you a fact. The Cowboys are in last place.
That's a fact. See? There you go. And you know, in the history of the NFL, three teams have started 0-2 and won the Super Bowl. Now, I'm not saying that I'm thinking Super Bowl, but I'm just saying that three teams have started 0-2.
And one of them just started 0-3.
Yep.
So we'll see what happens.
Well, I mean, the game has to be played, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
And, but from the football player standpoint, the game is played during the week. We just go out and have fun on Sundays. The game is played in practice. So we'll see what happens.
To some degree, you're right. The game is won and lost in practice to some degree, but they still have to get out there on Sunday and compete. And the way the way that ball bounces and the way the refs calls and you know, I'm pretty sure that there are some things that happen on Sunday that impact the outcome of the game, and I'm okay with the verbal tongue lashing because at the end of the day, I'm gonna be the one with the last laugh. Y'all got to jump on me now while you got that minute to do so, you know? Because when it turns around, then all of a sudden I'm gonna be sitting here by myself. I'm gonna say, Darnell, where you at? Coach Chris, are you guys calling in? Where are you guys at? You know, and then all of a sudden it's going to be, I had to work late that night, Commiss. I'm sorry, you know.
And now you know I'm going to be right there with you. Come.
Hey, T, you got a 714 area code?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah, I got Mike's number. Yeah, I got his number here. So if I see him, I'll bring him right on. I have the number he called in from last time. So if he calls in from that number, I'll see him. If he calls in from another number, then
is it 786?
Yeah, I have that number.
Okay.
So, but let's get back to football in a minute because I do want to bring Train on because Train is a diehard Bears fan and I got to take my licking from him too. So I will bring Train on and take my licking like a grown man because you know what, they beat us, so I'll take it. But let's talk about Players Bowl, crew versus crew, the weekend event. We've got, you know, three of the heavy hitters from GTP on the phone. Coach Chris, my main man Darnell, and of course Madden Buddha himself, Bobby Storm. Guys,
I need you to add one more to that. Can you?
Hey, you got four.
You got a 717. You got a 717 on there?
Nah, but I'll add it. 717.
Hey, 717. Hey T.
Yeah.
Hey T.
Yeah.
I'm also going to let you know Philly Ron is now affiliated with Game Time Philly.
Oh, he is?
Well,
yes.
First of all, Ron has always been affiliated with Game Time Philly.
Right, but now he's this way everyone knows.
Yeah, the more things change, the more they remain the same.
All right, well, affiliated, let's leave it now, darn it. Hold on. I've been around the community a couple minutes now. For that, we can say I'm affiliated with Game Time Philly. Affiliated versus having an official role. Ron, you got an official job with Game Time Philly now? Is that what we're saying?
I'm back with my crew.
Okay, back. Okay, all right. All right, and what are you doing with them now?
Anything that I can provide on my skill set, working with some of the players. I have four or five guys that I continuously lab with almost every other day on
okay.
the game.
All right.
Some guys come through to the house, and you know, it just is what it is.
All right. All right.
And Ron also, he's done some little research for us on things that we want to get started with our tournaments. That Ron knows more about than us three, so he does some research for us as well, since he knows more of the electronics part of this
stuff. Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, then Ron, then we got four of the brain powers of GTP on the line, and who wants to talk about Players Bowl? I mean, you guys got a huge event coming up. In less than 2 days now, you got crew versus crew, and tomorrow, I mean, who wants to take the floor?
Well, first of all the crews have been confirmed. We did a couple conference calls and went over some rules, updated some things slightly. We got eight crews. Pretty much all the crews are returning from last year except, I think, one crew. We have Heavy Hitters is a crew that's adding to the eight that we didn't have last year. So well, I'm looking forward to it. We got G-Code in the house, and we got WWA, we got Alliance, we have, of course, GTP, obviously. Like I said, we're going to do it real big again. But like I said, this year I think us having a kickoff versus at the end of the year, now we get to see everybody pretty much on the same playing field. Because the game is early, a lot of guys on the same even playing field, so I'm looking really forward to it.
Okay. What's the word? Get some news on any rule changes, Bob. Did we hear anything about this patch yet?
No, I've heard it wasn't fixed. I'm waiting on something.
Yeah, I know on PS3 that with the patch that came out, I know that Spyblitz still isn't fixed.
Yeah.
I was told it's still there. I mean, if anyone's listening to the show now that says differently, let us know.
All right, guys. So, if the patch fixed the blitz, we want to know. Call in.
I don't think it's fixed. I don't think it's fixed. And from all the sources I've talked to, it's not fixed. So, with that said, then we know that it won't. Yeah. There won't be no the rule changes for what's out there.
Okay. So, Bobby, I gotta do my job here, man. You know, this is my job. And,
I gotta make one more announcement before we get
started.
Oh,
okay. Go ahead.
We got announced that we've added on to our team. We got someone that was already been part of the family, but we added somebody to the main Players Bowl team, and that's T-Boy from Harrisburg. He's official partner of Players Bowl now, so... I'm going to let the community know T-Boy and I and us all got some big things planned for the pretty much for the East between Harrisburg, Philly, and Jersey, New York, and everything. Some big things with 2K and Call of Duty and Halo and of course, Madden. So T-Boy's not going to only be DJing, but he's going to be the official partner of Players Bowl. So we combine all our resources, and we're just going to make this thing that much bigger.
So now when you say he's a part, what does that mean as far as the Harrisburg team and the GTP team, and what does that mean?
That means we all coming together. So a lot of our main events, T-Boy will be a part of them. It won't be just me and Chris and Darnell. T-Boy will be a part of them. And then it's the same vice versa as far as events that he does over there so far. We expanding. I mean, of course, when you got a more of a team, first, when you're dealing with guys that are experienced and know what they're doing and everything, know how to react and pretty much know how to put things together, it just makes it a more better product. You know, we're just trying to make it better. Of course, we're not perfect. We've made mistakes in the past, and we're just trying to make things better. So he brings a lot of ideas to the table. He's bringing a lot of experience. And we're glad to have him. You know, we've talked about it a couple over a year about us doing this. So we just put it into effect, and, you know, we're glad to have T-Boy on there. Yeah, Top just called me, T.
Okay. Yeah, Top calls you all the time.
No, he just called me while we were on the phone. Hold on.
Yeah, Top calls you all the time, but he don't call me.
Yeah, T, Top said he's calling right now.
All right.
Okay, just to let you know. He just called and told me to tell you.
All right, great.
Yeah, so we're real excited about that. Like I said, we got Philly Ron coming back to where his roots are. And like I said, I don't know if a lot of you don't know, you know, me and Philly Ron started Game Time years ago. You know, he's one of the four, five, you know, fives of starting this whole thing. I mean, back in, what, 97,
right. Yeah,
98, 97. You know, we were doing leagues in our house and everything. I mean, it goes back that far. So, you know, it's come full circle. The new Madden is out, and a lot of us are feeling it, and a lot of old-school cats are coming back. Of course, you heard the radio commercial in the beginning. That's being played on three different radio stations in Philadelphia. Things is popping, man. We got a new venue that we're using. We're a promoter we've used before. Top is emceeing this weekend. It's gonna be crazy. It's going to really be crazy because the games just came out, so a lot of guys are still on it as opposed to the end of the year where a lot of guys stopped playing. So we're expecting a pretty big crowd, and we're expecting a good time. That's at the end of the day, that's what we want everybody to have a good time. So that's what it's all about.
And, you know, the tournament couldn't come at a better time, and I would be remiss if I didn't ask Bobby directly. And, you know, I know Bobby is the master of politics when it comes to Madden community. But I got to ask this question. You know, I did a show last week, although a little disappointed that I was asked by so many people to do a show and then everybody just sat and listened to me talk and nobody called in. But that said, we found out about a week ago that EA Sports pulled plug on the Madden Challenge this year, and there'll be no events run by MLG for Madden this year. And, you know, I think Players Bowl is coming at a great time in lieu of that news. But what do you think of that news? What are your comments in reference to, for the first time in I don't even know how long, there's not going to be a Madden Challenge? What are your thoughts, Bobby?
I think it's unfortunate for the community in the aspect of, you know, we were just getting used to MLG and what they had to offer and what they brought to the table as far as their ideas and things of that nature. But at the same time, it's like I was, you know, talking the truth the other day. I said, you know what, this is a chance for us to really just take our community back. Not that we lost it, but, you know, we just circled the wagons. You know, we were here before the EA Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
We were here before MLG. We were having successful tournaments with 150, 200 people and having a good time. The payoffs were great. So I understand, you know, the 100,000 is gone, but it's not like you still can't get your Madden on. I think this is a time where we need to support not just us in Philly. We need to support Big City, and, you know, in Ohio. We need to support A1 and them guys over in the West Coast. We need to support the Midwest guys. Of course, Virginia, you know, down south, and, of course, down, you know, Texas. Everywhere in the community that's on the board, we need to support each other. And I think if we circle the wagons and do that, I think we'll be fine. And that's really – we were here before it got here, you know, so we were here long after. So until something else pops up, then you can still get your Madden on, you know what I mean? So can't just throw the towel in because the challenge is going. We all upset, but, I mean, you got to move on, you know what I'm saying? It's just time to move on.
And another thing, Bob, and this is another, this is one thing that we haven't had in a while, and that's the fact that now we as older players or so-called vets can now look at you younger guys or the so-called next generation and see, do you guys really have a passion for this game? Because the one thing that has happened, all of the work that we put in to get this thing to get to a level where people want to throw sponsorships and stuff at it. During that process, you guys may have looked at this as just a money earner and have forgot about just wanting to be the best at something. Like, before we were getting money off of this stuff, we just wanted to be the best, you know. I found Bobby and Darnell and everybody because I wanted to be the best. It was me and my cousin playing, and we were playing anybody in Philly and saying, listen, man, we the best in the city. And everybody who we played, we beat. And we wound up running into some guy online who sent me, said, yo, it's some guy named Bobby in Philly. I'm going to give you his information. Call him because he has guys who play the game that serious. We wound up meeting up, and that's how Game Time really just, like, kicked off. So this is an opportunity for you guys to get to show the passion that you have for the game. And I don't care what happened. If you think this is a little downtime or something like this, your passion will drive the need for someone to stand behind this thing again. So don't think that, you know, we're at a crossroads where something may not ever happen again. That's not the case. Your passion is going to drive what happens going forward. So y'all keep wanting to be the best and stop just chasing money. We know it's a hustle. You can make money, but don't make it just about that. Try to be the best first, and the money's going to come with it.
Agreed. We all agree to that. All right, let's bring on Top. I see him on. I see you, Top. I see you. We have the man himself. Top Taylor has joined us on the Madden Voice.
Yes. What's going on, gentlemen?
Hey,
what's happening?
I'm here in the beginning, you know, and every time I hear that, it chokes me up a little bit. It was a beautiful thing. We had a beautiful thing that got, you know, that money kind of, you know, y'all know what it did.
Got in the way of it. Yeah.
Y'all know what it did. Money completely got in the way of what this was really about. And to piggyback on what Ron said, I think I said it 2 weeks ago. Dude, we didn't care. We didn't care about the payout. Only thing that mattered to us was saying that we won it. Only thing that mattered to me was me going back telling my grandmother, Grandma, I did it again. I mean, I'm dead serious. I didn't find my niche. I was still a kid wondering, what am I going to do with my life? And these are true stories. Dude, I went to my son's school and I spoke. And when the teachers used to ask me, you know, what do you want to do when you grow up? I knew the proper answer was to say, I want to be a doctor. I want to be a lawyer. But I couldn't tell them, man, I want to be a goddamn gamer. Because nobody would, you know what I mean? They would all have looked at me like, oh, sweet Jesus, this boy going to fail. So instead of saying that, I lied about what I really wanted to do when I got older. I wanted to find a way to generate an income, a lifestyle, or whatever, based on me playing these video games. And when my grandmother realized just how good I really was, it was no longer being the best in the neighborhood, the best at the barbershop. Dude, I'm the best in Baltimore right now. Let's see how far we can go with this. I'm the best on the East Coast right now. Let's see how far we can go with this. I'm number four in the nation. You know what I mean? I mean, I ain't getting number one. I lost a flute game, y'all. My ranking should have been higher, but the ranking was everything to me. To take my grandmother to that website to see a picture of her gorgeous grandson up on these websites ranked in the nation was the best thing that ever happened to me. It was everything to me. And people always ask me how I got my job with EA Sports. Gentlemen, I did not fill out a resume. That's not what happened at all. I didn't go look for who I had to talk to or none of that. When you're really good at something, people will seek you out.
Yes, sir.
You ain't got to chase the money. The money will chase you.
That's right.
Anytime you got love for whatever you do and you are great at it, the money is going to come. I'm not going to have my position long. We all know this. Right now, they got me, I'm supposed to start NCAA football on Xbox. I got a tour that's actually supposed to kick off when game time kicks off. I gave him the phone call and told him I'm be a little late. I got some community service I got to handle. And they naturally said, okay, well, we'll rebook your flight for this, that, and the other. But that's really because I think people need to see by example just how much this meant to us. And to see the direction that it went, we saw the decline. We know it went from 32 to 16. We was worried then. But when it's all said and done, we started it. Let's finish.
Yes, sir.
There you
hey,
go.
AT, can you bring on T-Boy on?
I can.
717?
I can.
Thank you.
Except he's not there.
Oh, he said he was on it and he hung up.
Oh, okay. Just tell him to call back. Tell him press 1, because that tells me that he wants to come on, and then I'll bring him on. And let me also shout out to Big City, a.k.a. Gamers 2 Pro. They're in the chat room, and they've sent a shout-out to everybody, and I'm sending a shout-out to them. And they're doing big things over there in the Midwest, so shout-out to our friends, formerly known as Big City, now known as Gamers 2 Pro. And, you know, and I think Bobby said it well, and I tried to say it last week, and I think we're all on the same page, you know. I've said this a number of times, and I'm going to say this again. The LG tournaments, to me, were like going to a Morton Steakhouse, right? You have all of the production. You have the fine establishment. You have the aged beef. You have the black napkins. You have the maitre d' and the wine, and you have everything. And the local tournaments, to me, are like that backyard cookout. And personally, I think we got too far away from that backyard cookout. I personally like that backyard cookout. I like that family feel and that down-home good cooking. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I look at when I go to a local tournament. You see everybody you know, and it's just everybody together, and we're hanging out, and we're playing, and we're competing, and we're catching up, and we're doing our thing. And I think we got kind of far from that last year. And I think it's time to get back to what we know best. Let me bring T-Boy on. T-Boy! Good to have you back on the Madden Voice.
What's going on, gentlemen? How y'all doing tonight?
T-Boy.
Wait a minute. I got to give T-Boy this one. I got to get this one to T-Boy right
here. Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Because he's back, man.
That's the Shaquille O'Neal right there. That's Shaquille O'Neal.
There you go, dude.
That's the Shaquille O'Neal. Hey, Philly Ron.
What's up, man?
I heard you say that you was nice and Madden at one time. When was that?
That's every day, man.
Why do you continue to duck me on? Why do you go offline or away or busy?
Why do I have to duck you?
Come on, man. I haven't seen you since last year. I need to see you in 11.
I'm working.
You working on your game?
Yeah. Working on my game, T-Boy.
All right.
I'm working on my game.
Okay.
I hope so.
All right.
I hope you got them Eagles together now with Mike Vick.
Okay.
All right. Man, you can run,
right,
but you can't hide.
You're right. And
so,
why would I hide from you? I understand.
So let me just interject. T-Boy, so you are going to be the man behind the turntables on Saturday. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's my claim to fame. I've been a DJ since I was 12 years old.
And from what I hear, man, I mean, when you get to going, man, it's something special. That's what I've been told.
Well, I'm a seasoned veteran when it comes to the turntables. That's how I make my money. You know what I mean? I've always made my money in the entertainment field. That's what I've been doing since I was 12, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I was 14 years old in a bar, and I ripped the whole crowd. And I got on the mic and told him, yeah, I'm 14 years old, and I'm rocking you old heads. The bar owner came in and said, oh, young buck, you can't be telling everybody you only 14 up in here. That's why we got you. That's why we got you in this room with just a little peephole. You just peep out that hole and keep playing that music. And, I got out of that, that DJ booth, and it's been on ever since. Now my son's a DJ. He's real
all
hot,
right.
too.
All right.
Nice.
So what else can we look forward to this weekend? Chris, Darnell, Bobby, Ron, anybody. What else can everybody look forward to at Players Bowl Saturday?
Ooh. Can all of them line up for a game? Can I get a game with all of them?
Oh,
you guys line up and I get a game with all of them?
Hey, T-Boy, I'm coming there tomorrow, T-Boy.
You want to see me in the morning?
Because
I got the big screen right there. When you come in, we can sit right down and put a PS3 on the big screen. And if that's what you need to play on, because I don't care what system it is, I'm nice in all of them. I'm nice in the Wii football. Everybody, look, anybody who's on this line that played me in Madden, they know that I am not just a dude who just run tournaments. I do this thing for real.
Okay.
Top Taylor, you on the dart.
So guys, you've been challenged by T Boy, and I expect on our next show to hear how many games were played and what were the outcomes. And so guys, you got to take him up on his challenge. But what about everyone else that shows up? Is there anything else that they have to look forward to on Saturday that we should remind them about?
Well, let me first update everything. As far as the we got 8 crews for Cruzy Crew. We got Heavy Hitters. We got SNS, GTP, of course, EMB, G-Code, Mama's Boys, Alliance, and WWA. So the doors open at 10 o'clock for Cruzy Crew. Those are confirmed. Talk to all the crews. We got a couple of flights that are coming in like 9:30, almost 10. But fortunately, the hall is actually about 10-minute ride from the airport. So the guys go ahead and get settled, and I'll be contacted with them. But everything should be settled. The hotel that we put up on the website, DoubleTree, that's actually downtown on Broad Street. That's about 10 minutes from the venue. Come right all the way down Broad Street, make a right at Snyder, and then I think it'll take you right there. So Cruzy Crew is gonna be hot. I'm looking forward to that because like I said, that installment just keeps getting better. God's getting creative with it, and I'm excited about that. And as far as on Saturday, we move things back. This is very important. 4-man brackets begin. We open the doors at 9 o'clock in the morning. You guys win the 4-man brackets, you got them. You got to come early. It's as simple as that. Doors open at 9 o'clock. We start playing at 9:30 for 4-man brackets. If you arrive before 9:30, you get in a 4-man bracket. We're taking 2 guys out of the 4-man brackets to go into the playoffs. But you must have a winning record. No negative records have to be a 2-1 or a 3-0. That's the only way you go to the playoffs. We're taking 2 guys out of brackets. If you arrive after 9:30, if you get there at 9:31, you go into a 3-man bracket. It's as simple as that. 4-man brackets will start at 9:30. We'll cut the line off, take them guys in there, get them started. If you arrive after that, we'll take them into a 3-man bracket. 3-man brackets, we will take guys from 9:31, quarter to 10, to about 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. We're expecting a big crowd. I got guys coming from everywhere because everybody's playing the game. Guys are coming up 7-8 deep from New York, down south, guys flying in. So you guys can pretty much come when you want to, but the doors open at 9. So if you guys want to come in and get your games out early and kind of chill, come early. If you guys want to slash day in late, you risk playing all the other dudes that have been up playing games in the hotels all night. That usually come straight in there like 12:30. So it's really up to you. Online registration is closed right now, so you have to register at the door. Registration price is $40. So that's pretty much it right there as far as the up-to-date details on the event. We got equipment is set. We got PlayStation on one side, 360 on the other. Got a big screen, 60-inch up on the stage up front. You guys are going to like the venue. So it was actually a movie theater that was turned into a hall, a fellowship hall. So it's very big. It's not tight in there at all. It's very spacey and very professional. So you guys are going to enjoy it once you guys get in.
Sounds good. Sounds good. And on another note, while I have a moment, the EAFL Money League has turned into a tournament league based on the request of the members of the league. So, guys, you want to get a little online tournament action in, we won't be doing it this weekend because we don't want to conflict with Players Bowl. But early next week, we're kicking off our first Madden 11 online tournament. And just send me an email at themaddenvoice@eaflmadden.com for all details. You know, and again, the league members asked for it, so we're going to give it to them. But we're going to open it up to anybody who wants in. And, you know, could be some decent money for, you know, for the person who wins. So get at us if you're interested.
Just real quick, too, before you go on to the next thing.
Yep.
Guys that have not pre-registered, walk-up registration is open. Like I said, we open up at 9. So if you haven't pre-registered, you still can register for the tournament. You just got to walk up. Because guys, some guys actually think, well, I can't get in the tournament. No, we have plenty of spaces. So the commercial's running. We're going to have a nice crowd. So if you have not pre-registered, just we'll do walk-in registration. But if you want to do four-man brackets, I would get there between 9 and 9:15 just so you can get in line. If you don't feel like getting up early, just sashay in there when you're ready, and we'll throw you in with the dogs.
Now, did you say what was running, Bobby?
I'm sorry? Our commercial?
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Famous Game Time Philly presents Players Bowl Madden Legends Playground.
It's the Madden Kickoff Tournament 2010 kicking off at 9 a.m. this Saturday, September 25th at the Yeager Fellowship Hall, 2308 Snyder Avenue.
Come out and compete with the best Madden players in the country, including Young Nephew from ESPN, Madden Nation,
Bush, Problem,
Dynasty,
Big Gene, and many more.
You better bring your A-game and your sit because they're giving away $2,000 in cash and prizes. That's right, $2,000 in cash and prizes. You think you got skill? Well, it's time to take your game on the road against the nation's best. You've seen it on the NFL Network, ESPN, and G4 TV. Now see it live at the Yeager Fellowship Hall, 2308 Snyder Avenue for Players Bowl Madden Legends Playground. The Madden Kickoff Tournament this Saturday, September 25th at 9 a.m. For more information, go to GameTimePhilly.net or call 215-292-5747. Sponsored by GalaxyForGamers.com.
Shout out to GalaxyForGamers.com. We got MLG dropping out of the picture. EA Sports, not sure what they want to do. And in the meantime, Mike over at Galaxy for Gamers steps up. Big partner to GTP and the team over there and sponsor for Players Bowl. So check them out. Galaxy 4, the number 4, Gamers.com. Go there right now. Not that, what does Top say? Don't go there now. Go there right now. There you go. Go ahead. I stole it from you. Top, I got a question for you. Are you there, Top?
Yes, sir.
don't do it. No. We're not quite ready for the NFL talk, but that's coming in a minute. But before we do that, do you have any comments for the community? I asked Bobby earlier, and you being a man of deep connections and the voice of Madden tournaments through EA Sports, and then also with MLG last year, with the news we got last year of no Madden Challenge, do you have any comments for the community on what your thoughts on that are?
You really want me to say FMLG, don't you?
I'm just asking the question, man. I'm just being Dan Rather right now, man. I just asked the question.
You could kept moving, but you know Top of saying. And that's how I feel. F them. What else you want to know? They look, here you go. Here go your ratings.
I'm here.
When you got more security than you have televisions,
yeah.
You were scared of us to begin with. We did not fit your demographic of them Halo boys that was on them performance enhancement drugs, the whole...
Oh, he's what up.
No, just tell it what it is. Fuck them. They ain't going to be with us no more. And, I mean, if you ain't got the courtesy to call me up, send me an email, tell me something, then you get what you deserve. When you run us in a corner, you got Madden in timeout. I don't give a shit about Halo, Call of Duty, and all them other cute sniper games.
Madden been around 21 years. You didn't even have to set list. The community was already there waiting on you. And for you to throw us in timeout over in some back corner while you got a convention center of Halo and all this Call of Duty nonsense going on. Hey, wait a minute. Let me first say, but look, I don't personally like the games. They're cute. I get motion sick. I can't play them. But point is, you got us in a corner. We are Madden. We on ESPN. We on every one of them, Spike TV, G4, you name it, we done random channels. And this where we at? This how you treat us? We over here with security? I'm saying, D, they 40 deep, and I'm not making this number up for a bunch of guys in pink shirts. They scared to death of MTs. and hold on, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong, because, you know, it's a lot of white guys in our community also. But be white, so I'm not making it a race thing. I'm just saying that there's sports jocks. There's, I mean, when you go to high school, you got your certain type of, you know, cliques. You got your sports jocks. You got your chess guys. You got your science mate, whatever. I don't know. I wasn't with none of them. But point is, everybody has their place. At the end of the day, when you run in a competition the way we run, I got real disheartened by looking at Ask Madden and looking at the Madden Lab and hearing them boys pounding on each other for how they conduct themselves. We embrace happen. All we say is don't disrespect each other. You know what I'm saying? It's a difference, and y'all always knew the difference. Every now and then, it got out of hand. And you're talking about maybe 4 incidents in the 6 years I was doing this. So we know the difference. I've seen Pretty Boy say some stuff out of his mouth that I couldn't believe he ain't getting hit in his mouth for. But at the end of the game, both of them hugged each other, win or lose, and said, good game. We don't cause confusion. We cause excitement. We are a completely different animal than anything that they've ever seen. Ain't nobody wants a signed football with Problem's name on it. We ain't clapping for him. We want to beat his head in. We ain't doing no. Y'all saw that nonsense that was going on. Yay! What the hell was that? That's not how we roll. And they couldn't understand us. So, in short, sponsors didn't like you. I don't want y'all to think nothing else. Sponsors don't F with them. Period. That's your story. It was not no, you know, y'all capping too hard. I told y'all stop screaming at each other. I was reading that message board, and it drove me crazy to just not sit there and say exactly. They're sponsors. They pulled out. That's end of story. They didn't like being thrown up in that corner in timeout. It is nothing else to be said. So, they tried to come to the table, MLG sounding like they blaming it on EA. When I get an email, it's like, well, you know, we just couldn't, EA wouldn't agree with what we was trying to do when we was trying. Come on, man. I've already worked with EA 6 years prior. I know what they'll do and not do. So, at the end of the day, FMLG.
I think that was well said, and I'm sorry for anybody out there that feels like it shouldn't be said. No. That's not what I'm doing.
Okay.
I'm sorry for people that don't think it needs to be said because we want to keep peace. I am in the opinion of calling it like it is, and my small addition, because I can't really add much to what Top said because he covered it all. My small addition is two things. One is, One day I want Bobby Storm to tell a story about the wording of the rule that he had to argue tooth and nail with them over.
Oh my God.
One day I want him to tell that story, and I don't know when he will, but that is a microcosm of what happened working with MLG. MLG had, this is the team that MLG had at their disposal. Okay, me, of course, but Philly Ron, Bobby Storm, Pop Taylor, Darnell GTP, Coach Chris, Biz from Virginia, running his tournaments in Virginia, okay? They had access to all of us and kept us at arm's distance away and had people that knew
nothing about Madden,
nothing about Madden running the tournaments and making decisions and picking and choosing when they wanted input from guys that all the community knows and respects and looks up to and comes to us and says, guys, what about this? What about that? They did not utilize the resources that were right under their nose. And we were trying to help them.
It was their arrogance, dude. They were completely arrogant about it. Like, no, we have this. You know, I mean, yo, they wouldn't tell us nothing. Like, this was their show. We've hired you guys to do what we want you to do. And,
well, man, in short, man, hey, good coach, Commish, Commish, well, you hit it dead on the nose. You hit it dead on the nose, man. They didn't utilize any of us.
No.
For nothing. How you got 27 TVs open with 60 people waiting to play?
Yeah.
I have never seen a TV open at the Madden Challenge unless it was time for playoffs.
Right.
Never. And we and our community is trained to run a bracket. They know where they're supposed to be. They know who they're supposed to play at the winner of this and this. These boys got it down to a science.
Meanwhile, you sitting there holding up the tournament while you create a bracket so everyone can visually see it, and then you got to call the names. I mean, call out all the games. On top of that, you took so long to get to it, you're losing players left and right.
Terrible.
Yeah, it was.
It was completely off.
And my last thing.
I have never been to a tournament that was, you know, now I'm not talking about the underground ones. I'm talking about the corporate functions. We know how the underground ones go, but never have I worked till midnight after getting up 9 o'clock in the morning. And that's just day one. Day two. Day two is single elimination. Man.
Well, and in closing, I'll say this. It's been a week from the announcement, and as staff of MLG or former staff, depending on how you want to look at it, I guess now officially it's former staff, I got no email saying that there would be no Madden Challenge this year. I haven't received anything either.
I didn't get anything. Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, that's just, you know, again, we talk about how you run a business, and I just think these guys, you know, they didn't bring what was needed to the table. And it's sad because, you know, it temporarily set us back. But now, you know, moving forward, now, and Bobby, you sure you don't want to tell the first and goal story?
I'm not first and one.
All right. One day I'm going to get you to tell that story, though, but we'll let some time go by. But, you know, and thank you, Top, because you said it very well. But now moving forward, as I said, check out the archive of last Thursday's show. Now is our time to come back. You know, did we ever win anywhere in this community? But I do think that the tournament directors did kind of take a back seat to the hype of MLB. It was big news. It was big fanfare. It was big production. Everybody was excited. A lot of money was going into this. And you know, we all rallied behind MLG to try to make this thing be big, huge, and successful.
And they ain't bring nobody different. It was the same us. It was the same community that came out. I could honestly see
140 dudes.
Yeah, I could honestly see if they made a difference as far as, you know, getting an additional 100 people that I've never seen before. Dude, I was getting one or two people that I've never seen before.
Right.
But they didn't promote us on their site. So, I mean, you know, I got guys, I'm writing a blog. I'm writing a blog, and people are saying, yo, where are you at? I mean, that's what, you know. That's
Yeah.
It is what it is, man.
And like I said, we have to circle around now and support all our tournaments because this is what we've got. And no matter who pops up to do the Madden Challenge in the future, we can never get away from our foundation. We can never forget what got us here. And you heard it early on when Bobby and Ron and Top rolled in and T-Boy, you know, and you've heard it on the show before. We've had Rod on here and A1, and we've had Swami on the show and, you know, Jay Rios. And we've had, I mean, just about everybody that helped make this thing what it is has come through the Madden Voice and spoke their mind. Now is our time in this community to circle back around, remember where we came from, and never forget it again. I don't care who steps up to do tournaments for EA or for whoever, for the Madden Challenge. It doesn't matter. Don't forget what got this community here today. Don't forget the contributions of everybody on this phone right now, the contributions of the people from F. Don't forget the time and effort, MWS and Nationals and all. We can go on and on and on of all of the blood, sweat, and tears and late nights and you know, reaching. I got to reach into my pocket and finish because there ain't enough money, so let me take it out of my pocket. All the stuff that everybody has gone through, you guys can never forget that. Guys out there listening, guys out there ready to ball, guys out there getting their last little minute of labbing in for Players Bowl. You cannot forget that, and don't ever forget your local tournaments, no matter what happens. We now have to band together, and we got to show EA Sports that they don't run this. Yeah, it's your game, but you don't run this. MLG, you never ran this. But who runs it? The community runs this. It's the community's product. It's the community's events. And this year, we need to make this big. We need to make this huge. We need to have those tournament people that aren't involved anymore looking over here saying, oh my God, what did we miss? Look what's going on over there. And it starts this Saturday at Players Bowl.
Hey, man.
All right. Now the long-awaited NFL chat. And let me bring on my man Train. EAFL Train. You are live on the Madden Voice. Welcome.
What's up, T and family?
What up, Bob?
Hey, what are those bots?
And you know, we had another week now, but so if you listen to people's comments, you think we're at like week 14 or 15 because already writing off certain teams already, as if, you know, we're almost at the end of the season. But believe it or not, we've only had two games played, and you know, there's teams that are 2-0 that no one would ever think would be 2-0. And there are teams that are 0-2 that no one would have thought at this point would be 0-2. You know, some of the 2-0 teams that are surprised right now, I think the Dolphins right now got to be a surprise because they actually lead the AFC at 2-0. Pittsburgh without Roethlisberger at 2-0 is definitely a surprise. Houston at 2-0 while the Colts are 1-1, that's a surprise. The Chiefs at 2-0, Chargers, Broncos both 1-1, that's a surprise. The Bears, with all due respect, that's a surprise at 2-0. And maybe the biggest surprise, in my opinion, might be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're actually 2-0. And so there's a lot of 2-0 surprises. There's some 0-2 surprises. And the two big 0-2 surprises right now have got to be the Dallas Cowboys and the Minnesota Vikings, two playoff teams. And, you know, no one would have thought that either one of those teams at this point would be 0-2. But they are 0-2. And I open up the floor for comments or questions or who wants to jump in here?
I have to sit back and go ahead, Tom.
No, I don't want it yet. First, I want to talk.
Tom is not going to speak yet. Yo, he has a lot of explaining to do.
hey, Buck. I want you to. This floor is yours. This floor is yours. Your band laid hands on Commissioner's Cowboys. The floor is yours, baby. Go on, talk. Say what's on your mind.
Look, I can honestly say I am a bit surprised at how we played Dallas because considering the first 5 minutes of that game, it looked like they was going to end up carting Jay Cutler out on a stretcher. But due to some great coaching and a few changes, you know, we were able to actually play a really tough game against Dallas and pull it out. So I'm real proud of my team. Last year we would have lost that game. Sorry, Ron Turner, he's just not as good of a coordinator as Mike Martz. But it was a really good game to watch. I'm not going down T too bad, but these guys, they look a little lost. They don't look like the team that everybody slated to make a real good run to the playoffs. I mean, me and T talked about it a couple days after the game. There was one series where Dallas ran the ball, and three plays in a row, the yardage was 7-8-7. I started to hold my breath because I thought we was going to get ran all day long. Next thing you know, they started passing the ball, and the whole game changed for them offensively. Because the pass play that they ended up running ended up being a turnover because it was a hit laid on Miles Austin by Charles Tillman. And the Bears were hitting hard the entire game from that point on. So, like I said, I'm real proud of my team. I am not surprised at Minnesota being 0-2 at all. Last year they won a lot of close games, and that's what good teams do. They win a lot of close games, but not having Sidney Rice and Brett of not being in training camp and not really being prepared for the season, what do you expect? And you just come in and just do what he do? No, it's not gonna happen. This is football. You got to practice. Say it again.
I said he constantly disrespects the game. I'm sick of hearing
about it. Right. I mean, you got to come in. You got to practice. You got to get ready for the season. Teams that played you the year before, they know what to expect. They're not going to let you come in and sling the ball all over the place. They saw what happened to Brett Favre in the playoffs. If he hits the dirt, he gets worse by the guy as the game goes on. So
you know what the problem is? He's lucky he doesn't play in a division with, like, the Jets or any Ryan name coach. Anybody with the last name of Ryan. Look, if you got a 40-year-old quarterback, right, we're going to kill him. I don't care, you know, and I'm, you know, as a kid growing up, I was fortunate enough to watch the gangrene Eagles. And we would have personal fouls and stuff, but Buddy Ryan was going to send a message. We're going to hit you, and we're going to try to knock everybody out of this game. We don't care. You know, we want to win, but if we can't win, we take them by.
Yeah.
I'd be damned if you want to drop back and try to throw. You will get hit.
Exactly.
Let me ask a question about Minnesota, though, and I will comment on the Cowboys. But let me just say, though, do you guys really believe that at 40 years old, 17 seasons in the NFL, that the reason that the Vikings are struggling is because Brett Favre missed the training camp preseason? I mean, he's missed that for the last five or six seasons. I don't think that's why.
Here's what I believe, Commish. I believe that he doesn't – there at no point in your career or at no point if you consider yourself a football player, can you allow yourself to disrespect the game. And what I mean by that is you don't disrespect practice. You don't disrespect the amount of time that it takes to prepare your body to play this game. If at that point – if you're getting tired – or you don't think you can your body can hold up anymore, sit down. Stop worrying about extending your consecutive game streak just to play a game.
Don't get me wrong, I have no love for Brett Favre, although I think he had an incredible year last year at 39 years old, so I give him a lot of credit for that. But Childress said, take all the time you need to make your decision. And
Childress can –
And but so it falls on the coach, not on Favre. Hey, I'm 40 years old. If I can get away with not practicing and not being – I've been through this. I know what this is all about, okay? So I'll see y'all on week one. I last year and threw for 4,000 yards, took you to conference title. So Childress is like, okay, I'm going to let you do it again. Now because they're 0-2, we're saying, well, bad idea.
With him coming in late, he has no number one receiver to work with. So
right.
He should have came in and gave himself more time to work with these young guys and get to know
Chris,
what they're doing.
You gotta also keep this in mind, all right? Last year he could take all year long to make a decision. He wasn't under contract. This year he's under contract. You don't set, as a head coach, you don't set that kind of example for your team. Because me as a player now, I don't really care what the hell you got to say as a coach. When push comes to shove, I'm going to do what I want to do, especially if I'm a star player. You can't motivate me because I know that you're not really about what you're saying. You can't tell me that I need to be prepared all the time when you tell this other man over here that he can do whatever the hell he wants.
I don't disagree with that. The fault is on children.
Yeah,
right.
That's fine. But at the same time, Favre, you can't tell him that Favre isn't interested in his consecutive game streak or he's just trying to, you know, pad his stats going into the hall.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
in either case, prepare for them Vikings to be 0-3 come the end of this week.
Well,
speaking
of
0-3, I'm sure Dallas will. And
if the Vikings win next week, I'd be interested to hear everybody's reaction because I think the issues are bigger than Brett Favre not making training camp. The Vikings have an offensive line problem. Their number one receiver is out, and I think that's why they're 0-2.
Sidney
Rice is the next Plaxico Burns. Understanding
Plaxico who?
Hey, let me explain something to y'all.
Plaxico who?
I used to argue that Eli was better than Peyton. And not understanding, like, I knew Plax was everything. You know, I'm quick to say he was the greatest receiver to ever play the game. But I thought that Eli was everything. I thought he was better than Peyton. It was with 2 minutes left in the game, and we got the ball. We win. And the reason is when you got a comfort of even when a man is covered, it's going to be pass interference or it's going to get caught. When you lose that, now you got to think again. Now you got to look at these zones. You and all of us know in most of these zone coverages, it's one-on-one up top. Which is why Sidney is always running down that field with one other dude. Brett never even had to look at the zone. He never even had to, all he had to look was who's double covered and who's not. That was his read. It was the same with Eli. Is Plax by himself? Oh, shit. Chug it up there. Because you know you are going to get a pass interference or that ball's coming in his hands. When you are 6'5", and these boys are 5'10", at best 6'1", there is nothing you can do with a dude 6'5". You are on an island by yourself, hoping the refs don't give you a hard time for this extra aggression.
So let's segue into, you know, everyone wants to talk about Dallas, but I do want to point something out here. We're talking about Sidney Rice and Plaxico and Eli and Peyton. And Top, do you still think after Sunday night that Eli's better than Peyton?
It was way before Sunday night I found out it was a lie.
Okay. So, you know, while we sit here and talk about the Cowboys at 0-2, I remember Top very clearly last week saying that the Giants will beat the Colts.
Yes, I did. Now, here you go. I want y'all to know some things that I've been going through this past week. it's hard for me to be a Giants fan.
Hear me out.
Y'all know how passionate I am about my team. As crazy as I sound and all my assumptions and my opinions, I'm sorry. Y'all know I love them. But I really can't get past the fact that y'all completely blew everything because of a person making a bad decision. When you look at Pittsburgh, Roethlisberger, the year they won that Super Bowl, in my opinion, he was
violin.
The second-best quarterback, quarterback in the NFL.
I got a violin somewhere.
He was second only. And the reason that he just got two rape charges.
No, I can't see the violin. Where is it?
When you get two rape charges and your team still stand behind you, that's what the Giants needed. They needed to stand behind Plax, and they didn't. And right now, they are completely cursed. They are cursed. They can't win the big games no more. The Saints beat the all hell out of them last year, pretty much like the Colts beat the hell out of them the other night. Wasn't even close.
Wait a minute, Todd. Now, Pensacola can't play defense.
Great offense. A great offense, Buck, is better than a defense. Every time they get this ball, points are going to get on that board. The pressure on the offensive side now kicks in. Defense goes from okay to magnificent.
Last week, you knew Plaxico wasn't on the roster, and you still predicted a win. So what is it you saw from your team about Plaxico that they were going to win?
Okay, my team on defense said, we're stopping Peyton Manning. They said, we're going to put 8 corners out there, a linebacker and 2 linemen on this field. Peyton Scott couldn't stop laughing. He ran the ball 7 yards, 7 yards, 6 yards. Dude, I'm sitting there like, holy shit, where is my middle linebacker? Outside linebacker. Where's any nigga that can hit on this field? And once he made a mockery out of us, saying that we're going to stop him like there ain't nothing else that can beat them, next thing you know, we put the linebackers in and they go, you dots. We were so out-coached last week. Now, first of all, I mean, we all know that Peyton's an offensive coordinator on the field. We know that.
Best quarterback in the NFL.
Hands down, dude, he might be the best quarterback we've ever seen play the game. And when you're sitting there watching him at that line of scrimmage, and then you seeing all these corners that ain't never, ever seen the field before. I mean, these were boys that I ain't know was on our roster. They was out there to do one thing, stop this Peyton Manning attack. Man, these boys ain't had no run stop ability. But, man, them 300-pound linemen came at these 170-pound corners, and all you saw was my team going backward and the coach running game going forward. It just, you just can't make it up, dude. He is that good. And then the dude had the nerve to run hurry up. That wasn't even called. My team was so stupid to all of this. Coughlin had that same look of a jaguar in his eyes, and I'm sitting there like, yo, he's not going to do anything. I'm so confused right now. I felt bad. I mean, I felt so bad for my defense. because I know they practice all week long to be put in a position to not make any sense. And
well,
I felt bad for them. As for the offense, did you really not run the ball? Are you kidding me?
Why did Brandon Jacobs get 4 carries in that game? Help me understand that one.
Brandon Jacobs is horrible.
Dude, Brandon Jacobs is 5 yards. Did you see the burn first carry? He fell on his belly for 7. Like,
he's 6'4", 70. You got to give him the ball.
Steady. You got to pay. Look, the best offense for them was to keep that ball out of Peyton's hands.
That's what you got to do.
We're going to do 4 carry. We're going to play action. We're going to hit my little cute wide receivers with down and outs. But we are going to run this ball. Are you kidding me? Did the 3 and out on 3 straight passes? Where the hell did we stop playing that kind of football?
Did they not watch the game the week before?
Dude, and last week I said to myself, you're cursed, you're all stupid, you shouldn't have did this to Plax. I live in Baltimore anyway.
I tell you,
I always feel like that after a tough loss, but I'm not giving up on my team. I'm just pissed off. And, you know, it was just that poorly coached. It was really
y'all got an interesting matchup this week because the Titans didn't look any better.
You know why we'll do well against the Titans? Because Vince Young is not Peyton. It was so sad to see the position that they put Vince Young in last week. When you got 9 people in the box, dude, and Vince is sitting there kind of looking around like, oh, shit, I can't even call an audible. This coach is mad as hell. I say, let me just do a play action real quick, and let me pop him upstairs for 25 and so I can get some respect with my arm. No, you ran Chris Johnson anyway.
Yep.
Anyway, dude, I saw a blitz on Playbook. They showed it on NFL Network. The right outside linebacker, the Titans was in trips right. The right outside linebacker on the opposite side he faked the blitz and ran and got the slot receiver. Dude, you saw Vince pump fake. Like, oh, shit, where he come from? And then get nailed. I felt so bad for the kid because he has no control. None. He's like the computer. I call a play, you execute it.
Let me say something about that Titans game that I'm still very, very pissed about. It wasn't even the fact that they lost the game. It was the fact that by the third quarter, Jeff Fisher has the audacity to take Vince Young out and put in Kerry Collins. When last year, Kerry Collins was allowed to lose not one, not two, not four, but 6 games, and you wait until the Titans are down 50-plus points before you decide to put Vince Young in the game for Kerry Collins. But it's week 2. And Vince Young is playing arguably one of the best defenses in the NFL, which you didn't prepare your team to play against offensively, and you take him out the game when he could possibly still have a chance to win it because the defense never let the game get out of hand.
And, you know, I got on my Facebook page right now. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Commissioner.
No, I was just going to say that. That is a microcosm of what I consider to be institutional racism in the NFL towards the black quarterback.
Oh, It is, without
a doubt. I mean, this whole thing, and I'm speaking now as just a football fan. I'm taking my cowboy hat off for a second. This whole bull crap with the Eagles and Vic is ridiculous. There is absolutely no way that Reed should have hesitated in making Vic the starter. I don't want to hear Cobb's our guy. Did you see what that man did for 6 quarters? There's no hesitation. Any other quarterback, any other team, Monday morning, Sunday night, you're saying – He's got the job. No, Cobb's still our guy, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's because it's Mike Vick, and he's a black quarterback with a record. That's what that crap was all about. I have had it to my eyeballs with black quarterbacks being held to a different standard in the NFL, yet they go out and perform and win games. Okay, I'm done.
Hey, no, wait a minute. You missed that.
On my Facebook page. But to add to that, here you got Roethlisberger, who's sitting up here. Okay? But that's okay.
It's okay.
You even cut down the amount of time that he's going to get to, you know, sit on the bench when he should have been number one, cut from the team.
But you cut San Antonio.
Yeah, exactly.
You
got to
get
you're a receiver.
And you sit up here and you send Plaxico to jail.
Now we on the same page.
Okay, but this boy can sit up here and mess around with any woman he wants, and it's okay.
You can say, man, he can sit there and rape women. And still playing
in
the NFL.
That's
what he did.
You can rape women, but don't shoot yourself.
Right, don't shoot yourself.
Well, I think it's ridiculous that there are people protesting Michael Vick getting a second chance for dogfighting, and I have no problem.
This is Daily News.
Yeah, but right. So they're giving him a problem, and here's a man who paid his due to society, paid it. Lost millions.
Right.
And they're giving him hard time because he's being successful now, but Big Ben gets embraced.
Yep.
Stephen Smith said, and this was on my Facebook page, Stephen Smith had said, because I could already see the change of direction of this Michael Vick situation, not talking about talent anymore. This is just, it's turning into racing, slowly but sure. And Stephen Smith had said, Oscar Grant gets shot by police and don't make the type of news that Mike Vick got. And although we all know who the hell is Oscar Grant, Mike Vick's a celebrity. I understand that. But blacks have been victimized by, you know, crooked cops for so long. That's okay. You know, I mean, that's not even big news anymore. Nobody, I mean, we got you on tape beating us to death. But yet, you, the dog, don't fight no dog. Are you fucking kidding me? When did this get this bad?
You more pissed off at dog getting chewed up and beat up than you are of a woman getting raped.
Huh.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
Let me quickly comment on the Bears game since I didn't get a chance to respond to Buck on the show. And first of all, you know, congratulations to the Bears. I mean, on that day in that stadium, the Bears were the better team. And there really is no defending the Cowboys or excusing that loss. It's ridiculous that this team is 0-2, and quite frankly, to have three-caliber running backs that they have and to run the ball 20 times and get 36 yards is inexcusable. It is embarrassing, and it's ridiculous, and I'm not happy about it. I'm not happy. And this running back by committee crap, they need to just get rid of that. Give Felix the ball and tell him to go make plays and give him the ball 20 to 22 times a game and make him your starter and build your offense around Felix, Miles Austin, and Jason Witten, and you will see success on offense. But this, what they're doing now, I don't even know what it is, to be honest. I can't even identify what they're doing right now.
It ain't enough
call. It's a coin toss.
It's like everybody else doing. Everybody was doing the same thing.
They didn't truly appreciate TL. That's what the damn problem was. Because he opened up that offense a whole lot. Now, They could say whatever the hell they want. Jason Garrett looked like a great coordinator when T.O. was there, when you had to leave Miles Austin 101 or when you had other guys who could run free and when Wentz was running free down the seam because the safety had to play over top along with the corner on T.O. But you take him out of the situation and now it looks like these guys don't know how to call plays. Nah, you got rid of your playmaker. So that's what's going to happen.
Well,
I'll take nothing from Miles Austin because Miles really did step up.
Oh, he's a great player. He is definitely a great player.
Bottom line, Commish, I told you, your coach is terrible. And as long as he's in the league, we can beat them.
Oh, Phillip's here. The coach
and Saints going to beat the hell out of us. But,
I mean, I will say this. I T.O. is my favorite player in the league, so I was very saddened. I was excited when we finally got him because I called it. I told everyone I knew when Philly fired him, Dallas is going to grab him. He's coming to Dallas. And everybody's like, you kidding, you crazy. And I was so excited when we got him. The problem, and I agree with Ron, he was your deep threat, and you got rid of your deep threat, and you have not replaced your deep threat, and that's a problem. But they couldn't keep him because the problem with T.O. is he just didn't shut his mouth. And that, you know, he had a problem in Philly. He had a problem in San Francisco. He's got to say his little piece. He's got to, you know, and you know, you can't do that. And especially when you're on your third chance in the NFL and, you know, he's lucky to be in Cincinnati where there's a guy on the team that talks more than he does. So he can now sit back and let Chad do all the talking. But, you know, at some point, the routine gets tiring. You know, the sit-ups in the driveway and all. You know, you can't do that. He's a great talent. Just go on the field and play the game. You're arguably one of the best players to ever play that position. And then you run your mouth at these press conferences and these interviews, and you screw it up. And so they had no choice but to let him go. But Ron is right. The Cowboys haven't replaced that deep threat, and that's a problem. But even the bigger problem is they got to run the ball. You got to run the ball.
Hey, T, you can't, after last week, you can't just blame the offense, especially when they get 27 points.
When you don't run the ball, you can give up 27 points. I mean, that's just
yeah,
so
and how many,
bad.
And how many times does the defense go out there? How many times did the defense go out there? Listen, that game in the fourth quarter was still a winnable game, and that was because of the defense. Okay, yeah, at the end of the game, they got 27 points. But in the fourth quarter, we were still within striking distance, and that was because of the defense. The defense kept the Cowboys. When the offense was sputtering, the defense, there was a stretch between the third and the fourth quarter where Chicago had started to stall again. And I said, if the offense can just put some damn points on the board, we can steal this game. And the offense didn't do jack. So
yeah,
I know what you're saying.
For a long time.
Think about what y'all saying.
It was a three-point game for a very long time there.
It was.
The best three defenses in the league are all running teams. Think about it. The Ravens, we running teams. The Jets, running teams. Pittsburgh, running teams.
The Eagles.
It's the reason why. Because they don't be on the field all daggone day.
Well, the league has gone. It's the NFL is also a copycat league.
Yep, and right now it's all about that spread offense. But when somebody gets back in that eye big and start pounding that ball with two tight ends and a wide, that's when you're going to see some football again. Because now this crap that's going on. Now you're running the ball out of shotgun.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
You got four wides on the field running the ball out of shotgun now just to get 3-4 yards. Predicated around the pass.
Defenses have gotten faster. Some teams had to lead. They had to lead the ground for me because
there is no substitute to punching a man in the mouth or for you to get on the field and say, listen, I'm going to push your ass around all day long. You can't substitute that. I don't care how the game changes. It's still a man's sport where I'm going to say, listen, at whatever my weight is compared to whatever your weight is, I'm going to sit here and push you the hell around. And guess what? You can't do shit about it. You can't substitute that. And until they get that out, until they get that mindset back again, you see, I can't stand soft football. I can't stand this pass. I love seeing, just like Madden, the hardest thing to deal with in Madden, I don't care if a person spread the ball all over the field and dink and doink. Don't run on me, man. If someone sit there and just pounds you to death, that's the most disheartening thing you can ever feel.
It's awful. Anything.
Right.
I mean, think about it. Do you remember that game, Kamish, when the Ravens played Dallas?
Oh, I remember.
Dallas came out there slinging. I couldn't believe Romo threw at Ed Reed. Though that was, we was dying laughing at that. But when the game was on the line, them boys put three tight ends in.
Yep.
Gave McClain the ball and said, "Rumble, young man, rumble."
And ran right over Ken Hamlin twice.
Oh, it was a thing of beauty. We doing 65 yards to the house with a fullback.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. It was. But let me ask you guys a question. I want everybody to take a shot at this question, okay? Not including your team, because the answer would be the game that your team is in. What game this week is the game? Now, for me, last week, I wanted to see the Jets and the Patriots. The Giants and the Colts were the game I really wanted to see. No, seriously, it was. That was the game I was waiting for, like, all day. But this week, other than your team game, what game is it? I'll start it, but what game is it that you really want to see and why? I'll start it off by saying, I want to see Green Bay and Chicago Monday night. And the reason is, Green Bay has some people, not just Buck here, but Green Bay has caught people's attention going 2-0. Even though they beat the Cowboys, Cutler played a great game against Dallas. He made no mistakes. He made none, and that's not Cutler. Cutler makes mistakes. So I want to see against Green Bay at home if Chicago plays the way they've been playing, or do they go back to, does Cutler go back to the Cutler that I know? And if Chicago takes Green Bay out, yeah, hey, I'm a believer now. I want to see if they're for real, or was it a fluke? Buck, what's the game that you want to see?
Ooh, man, kind of hard to top that one. That is the game of the week. I would have to say I'm gonna have to go with the Miami Jets game.
That's a good
one. Because Miami was one of the sleeper teams in their division, and now they're 2-0. And all this hype about the Jets, yeah, you did beat the Patriots, but like, can you really make a statement in your division and beat Miami? Because these are teams you see twice. So I know that's going to be a defensive game from beginning to end, and I would love to see that.
Okay. Ron, do you have a game other than your team's game that you're really looking forward to on Sunday?
Yeah, and I'm in the process now of actually downloading the game from last week just to check out Atlanta, see exactly what they did. I want to see Atlanta and New Orleans. One, I'm really into coaching right now, really loving how people put game plans together. New Orleans, Sean Payton is exceptional when it comes to game planning. Like, he reminds me of a young Belichick because he coaches every phase of the game. When I'm talking about, not just, some people may think that's just, special teams, defense, and offense. He coaches change of pace. He coaches turnovers and stuff like that. So I love to see if that's still working for them against Atlanta. Atlanta came out last week. You know, they played Pittsburgh first week, real close game. Last week they blew, who did they? They blew someone out. I can't remember who they just played this past weekend. So I want to see if they're for real.
Arizona, 41-3.
Yeah. So I want to see if they're for real. We know Arizona's struggling this year, but I want to see, is Atlanta for real, and are they going to put a fight up for New Orleans? Outside of everything else this week, because of course I want to see Washington beat St. Louis and this and that, but I'm really interested in looking at to see who's really going to be tough in this NFC South.
Okay. And Ron, while you have the floor before we go to the next person, I understand you've got a new product out there for the community. You know, take a minute and tell everybody about your product.
Oh, I appreciate it. Yeah, as you know, Bert is taking a year off this year, you know, just to relax and recharge. And in doing that, I put out my own guide this year under my own, you know, with help from both Dan and Carl at Ask Madden. My particular site is Madden 101. My video playbook that I put out is the 49ers offensive playbook. And the reason why I put that out is basically it's the only playbook in the entire game that gives you gun snubs and single back snubs. And the benefit of that is when you're checking in and out of formations, the quicker you can hike the ball, the more of a problem it presents for the defense. And the other beauty of it is if you're going from gun snugs to the single back snugs, my receivers don't move. The only person who's moving is my quarterback. So I can still quick hike you and set my whole offense up around that. Plus, you know, I do a lot of – I've been running under center from forever. That's what all the guys that you hear on the phone, that's what we started off with. We're under center guys. We didn't do all this spread stuff. So my regular offense has been the same since, you know, forever. So I'm just, you know, just showing guys, you know, how to, you know, look, isolate different areas or how to, you know, make, you know, pop certain things open. And I do it in a video playbook. So what that is if you're used to seeing like NFL Monday Night Countdown, or even if you're looking at now, like you see the AFC playbook on NFL Network or NFC playbook, I go through the play and I go through a scheme. I don't just give you a play. I give you a scheme around it. So each play has like a 5-play scheme that it falls in line with. But I don't give everything out right away. I do continuous updates on it. So as trends continue during the year, I'll be making updates. And a lot of guys from the past, they weren't really into stuff like this because we want you to develop your own game. So that's one of the reasons why I don't put everything out at once. I want you to staff have a good foundation, and then you build off of that instead of you just being wait and told what to do. You do have to take information that I present or whoever present, wherever you're getting a guide from, take the information, figure it out how it works in your game, see what you can pull from it and add to your game. Never just get on anything and copycat it. The NFL, like we said earlier, is a copycat league. But what that means is they'll take something that they see and find a way to implement that into their game. They'll never just say, hey, I'm just going to run, you know, the play that I just saw the Eagles using or the Giants using. No, they respect that you came up with that. They're going to look at why it's effective and try to find a way to implement that scheme into their offense. So, yeah, I apologize. If you can just check out man101.com, that's my personal site. It's just a sales page up there. You know, let me know what you think. You know, I really appreciate the support that I've had so far from it.
All right, Madden101.com, guys. Check it out. Let's see, who's next? Top Taylor, other than your game, what game are you looking forward to and why?
Oh, yes. Dax and the Texans.
God.
That's actually a good one, really.
Someone had to say it, though. Someone had to say it, right?
Go 0-3. First off, you know I can't stop laughing. But secondly, I really, really need to see if Dallas is going to play this year. It all starts with that team. If they beat them, okay, let's make your playoff run. If they lose to them also, who's going to win the NFC East? You know, so you know what? That ain't even funny no more. That was hilarious 3 weeks ago. They look like Art Monk, Gary Sanders, and I saw Mark Rippon with black skin last week. I'm sure they lost. But, I mean, again, Matt Schwab threw for damn near 500 yards, y'all. He was 3 yard shy. Yeah. 3 yard shy of 500 yards. We all know that work of Andre Johnson, but Matt Schwab looked like the best quarterback that's ever played the game last week. And that was getting punched in the mouth doing it.
You know, most of these quarterbacks get punched in the mouth, and now you're going to see them, they releasing the ball a little faster. They doing this. Matt Schwab stayed in that pocket until them boys got open.
Oh, so, yeah.
That's what I'm looking forward to seeing this week. I want to see if Dallas is ready, if Dallas is going to play this season, and I want to see if Matt Schwab is really this good. Because that Adrian Foster, this boy is a fantasy nightmare right now.
Okay. Coach Chris, you there?
I'm here.
Yeah? Do you, a game that you're looking forward to this weekend and why?
I'd probably say maybe Colts and Broncos, man. You know, Kyle Orton, considering just based on his name, no one really knows about Kyle Orton. But the dude has over 600 yards passing this year. Already, he's up there with the top. And with Broncos with Champ Bailey going down, it should be a field day for Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning should look like he looked like last week. And I don't know, man. I just want to see that the AFC game. I think it's going to be a nice high scoring game. And a lot of excitement.
Okay. All right. Darnell, did we lose you? Or are you still there?
No, I'm still here.
All right. Game you want to see and why?
Tennessee and the Giants. First off, I'd like to see whether or not Vince Young, after being slammed on his head, flipped on his head, will bounce back, get in there, and step up like he started to do last year. And then I'd also like to find out whether or not the Giants, if they're going to run the ball. You got Jacobs and you got Bradshaw. Why aren't you running? You should be running all day, and they're not doing it. And until Eli has somebody other than Steve Smith to go to on third down, they're in trouble.
Okay. Bobby Starr.
I would say after the game we just saw the other night between the 49ers and the Saints, I'm curious to see if KC's for real because they looked pretty good the last game I seen them. So I know the 49ers played a dynamite game, to that last second when that guy missed that field goal. But, Mike Singletary, he's putting a lot of work up there with the 49ers. So I'm interested to see them to get their first win, out the gate. But KC looks for real, man. I'm curious to see if both of them square off to find out, see what's going on as far as them. Because KC looks like a whole new team, man. I know they got a whole lot of new coaches and stuff, but
Romeo Crennel.
Yeah, they rolling.
Yeah.
They got them boys playing out there, so I'm curious to see that. I think it's a nice, that's going to be a good game.
All right. Did I miss anybody or did I get everybody? I think I got everybody. The thing about this season is it really is wide open. I mean, when you're looking at the Chiefs being on top, the Texans being on top, the Dolphins being on top, the Bears, the Bucks, I mean, there is no one who had that predicted that after 2 weeks, all of those teams would be 2-0. But, I will say this. We've got 15 more weeks to go, 14 more games to be played, and there's a lot of football left in this league. And it is a funny league. So, I mean, you never know what's going to happen. So let's start to wrap up now, and I just want to remind everybody that if you missed the first hour of the show, if you got on late, just catch the archive on iTunes. All you got to do, real easy to find us on iTunes, The Madden Voice, and we'll pop up. It's a free download for your iPod. Listen to us at any time or listen to any of our 82 archive shows, as this is our 81 archive shows. And I also want to shout out my friends over at the Gamers Lab. Check them out as well. You find our forums there. They're one of our partners. And so check out Duke and Gambino over at the Gamers Lab and, find some stuff that might improve your Madden game as well. Check out Ron, Madden101.com. Check out his playbook. Give us some feedback. Let us know what you think. And but most importantly, are you ready? Are you ready? I don't think you are. But if you are, Players Bowl, less than 2 days away.
Famous Game Time Philly presents Players Bowl Madden Legends Playground.
It's the Madden Kickoff Tournament 2010 kicking off at 9 a.m. this Saturday, September 25th at the Yeshiva Fellowship Hall, 2308 Snyder Avenue.
Come out and compete with the best Madden players in the country, including Young Nephew from ESPN, Madden Nation,
Buzz, Problem,
Dynasty,
Big Gene, and many more.
You better bring your A-game and your stick because they're giving away $2,000 in cash and prizes. That's right, $2,000 in cash and prizes. Think you got skills? Well, it's time to take your game on the road against the nation's best. You've seen it on the NFL Network, ESPN, and G4 TV. Now see it live at the Yeshiva Fellowship Hall, 2308 Snyder Avenue for Players Bowl Madden Legends Playground. The Madden Kickoff Tournament this Saturday, September 25th at 9 a.m. For more information, go to GameTimePhilly.net or call 215-292-5747. Sponsored by GalaxyForGamers.com.
So check it out, guys. It's coming up. Any final words from anybody on the phone?
I just want to let y'all know the Monsters of the Midway are back. Tune in next Monday night.
Yeah, and this weekend at Players Bowl, guys, I'm going to try to – I actually want to get with you, a lot of you guys who have what I'm going to call it is influence. And if you check out my Facebook page a few days ago, I put something up there saying a lot of people have influence and use it for themselves, and then there's others who have influence and use it for others. So I want to get with you guys and find out what is it that you guys want from your community. And this is a challenge I'm putting out to, like, you know, the Problems, the Jets, the Lows, the guys who call me and say, hey, we're looking for stuff. I want to put that challenge out to you. Think of some things, and let's find a way to go about and get that. And understand that you guys are the next, the next generation, man. And you guys have to look at it as more than just you trying to make money. You got to look at this as your community and find a way. How are you going to carry your community forward? So I want to talk to you guys about some of that stuff.
Okay. Anybody else?
No, I'm good. All right. I'm good, all right, man. We all know everyone ready for this weekend.
All right. All right. Well, let me thank everybody for calling in. Then I'm gonna mute you guys and say a couple of closing comments. So thank you everybody for calling in, supporting the show, and appreciate all the love and the support from you guys, of course, and of course from the Madden community. So thank you guys for calling in tonight.
Thanks, man.
No problem. Thanks a lot, T.
All right. All right, guys, and, you know, just to recap, I mean, we had, you know, of course, Top Taylor, Bobby Storm himself, Philly Ron, T-Boy shouted us out for a hot minute, Coach Chris Darnell, my man Train from the EAFL. I think I got everybody. And it was a nice conversation, nice team. And just one last time, guys, remember, I'm not going to play the commercial again, but go to GameTimePhilly.net for all your latest information on Players Bowl, 2 days away. Crew v. Crews tomorrow night. It's locked down. It's going down. And it should be a great weekend. And we'll do a show some point after Players Bowl. I'm not exactly sure when, but sometime next week we'll do a show. And if you want to get into some competitive Madden, though, EAFLMadden.com. Check us out. The EAFL is still live and well. We have the Player of the Year Award. We are starting up some tournaments. And, you know, if you're interested in playing in our tournaments for money, send me an email at themaddenvoice@EAFLMadden.com and just say I'm interested in tournaments, heard on the show, get you some information. If you want to join the league, EAFLMadden.com/join. That'll take you right to the page with all the information to get you in the EAFL. We're a few days away from starting season two, so now is a good time to join the league and get yourself going. And to the whole EAFL, thank you guys for everything. It's great being a part of such a great family and a great group of guys. And to all the commissioners, appreciate all the work that you do. And hey, guys, you know, we're only into September here. The game's barely been out 5 weeks, and we're just getting started. We're just at the beginning of another great Madden year. So for all the guys that called in, all the sponsors out there, Galaxy for Gamers, Gamers Lab, and everybody else out there doing Madden. I just want to say one last time, if you're interested, be at Players Bowl Saturday. Go there and try to see if you can walk out of there the best. And, of course, in the meantime, join the EAFL, because in the EAFL, we settle all our feuds on the field. Good night, everybody.